Cotton Jenner still catching up. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
Good quality crop this year. The loan is 52.35, I believe, and I think the average loan on the cotton from the gen here at Bemis is about 54.70 this year, so it's quite a bit better quality than normal, and our yields are extremely.
Teddy Hazelhurst is general manager of Bemis Gin in Jackson, and he, like other ginners across West Tennessee, are seeing perhaps the most cotton ever coming in to be processed. According to the Tennessee Ag Statistics, farmers here are expecting this year's production at 1.27 million bales, and that would set a new state record.
We probably have averaged 35,000 bales at this gin the last 4 years, and looks like we're going to gin over 50,000 this year, so we're quite a bit up. Most gins in the state are going to have the biggest year they've ever had.
Hazelhurst says Bemis Gin will be operating for the next couple of weeks, and the 480-pound bales will be stored in their warehouses until sold, and that usually means exported out of the U.S.
Most of the cotton goes to overseas. Mexico and China are our biggest customers right now, and it's spun and woven into material and usually comes back to the United States in form of finished goods.
Hazelhurst has been at Bemis Gin for the past 20 years, and he says when he began there were about 80 gins located in West Tennessee. Today there are about 30. The Tennessee cotton farmers are putting the finishing touches on this year's 695,000-acre crop. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.